And good afternoon. My name is Amy Toy, and the show is Angel Answers, and welcome, everyone. I have a wonderful show for you today. Of course, you know, I have some intros and guests and so on for the upcoming couple months here, and so I'm just going to tell you what's upcoming for the next couple months. So, and we have a big guest coming at the end of November that I pre-recorded last week. So upcoming guests for the 29th of October is Karen Noe. She's a medium, and her book, which I've read the back of it because it talks about mediumship experiences, is Through the Eyes of Another, A Medium's Guide to Creating Heaven on Earth by Encountering Your Life Review Now. And that's what drew me was the title, because I've had near-death experience, exactly two of them, and the second one in 2000 really opened my eyes. So this is good about the life review, and I'm going to read her book with anticipation here. So that's going to be good on the 29th. Then on November 5th, I got Mickey Jacobs, who is a gift channeler and spiritual teacher. On the 12th, Margaret Ann Lempo. She is a visionary leader and in metaphysics and author of two books on crystals. So that'll be cool. I wanted to bring someone who does crystals, so she kind of presented herself. So that's awesome. On the 19th, I've got Becky Hawkins, who's the author of Transitions, A Nurse's Education About Life and Death. So that's a good book, too, about, you know, end of life, you know, issues, which really is death and life. You know, death is really just a transition into, you know, going back to the other side. And then my special guest, who I did pre-record the interview on last Wednesday, is John Mundy. He is the author of Living A Course in Miracles, An Essential Guide to the Classic Text. Now, I met John, actually, I got his book, it was an accident, from a book club that I belong to, and his book was sent to me, and of course, I love The Course in Miracles, I'm a student of it, I love it, and so it was kind of, I was led to him at a local church here, and I asked him to do the show, so he finally, my schedule's finally coordinated, and he's going to be on the show for a pre-recorded interview on the 26th. So that's the upcoming shows so far. I'm still working on December. We're going to take some time off, and I am taking some time off in December towards the holiday season, get some reruns going. But I'm sure I'm going to try to get some new shows on a couple weeks before that. So anyway, you can find me if you have any questions. We're going to do psychic readings today, and we're going to talk about that. Now, this is a topic I've covered before, but I'm going to give you some examples about different psychic readings, what they are, how to get a good psychic reading, what happens, you know, if you're not connecting with a reader, why that is, and so on and so forth. And you can call me during the show. I am taking questions and readings if you want messages from the other side, the angels, whatever. I'm ready to take your calls today. This is, you got the full 55 minutes or so of this hour with me. So I'm taking calls throughout the show, like I said, and here's the numbers in case you guys have forgotten. It's 1-888-627-6008, and that's in the U.S. and Canada. And outside the U.S. and Canada is Erica 530-413-4522. And, of course, you can find me on the web. I'm all over the web. It's angelanswers1111.com. You can email me at angelic35@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter at angelanswers11, Facebook Angel Answers with Amy Toy, or I have a toll-free number, 1-855-851-3405. And then I will be doing my first guest appearance on a radio show, Ruth Ann Mack, who was on last week about Reiki and the different modalities that she does, is a co-host of Well-Rounded Corners, which airs every other Tuesday on Station 1 at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 Eastern Standard Time, and I think it's going to be the 20th of November. So I will be a guest on there if you want to hear me and more about my experiences. If you don't, you know, if you're tired about hearing about me, don't tune in, but, you know, it's going to be good. She's a wonderful lady. She's a great practitioner. If you have any questions about her, her website's alabamareiki.com, so I just like to put that out there. All right, we're going to talk about psychic readings and what they are, and, you know, and psychic readings are a complex matter, because sometimes people will call these psychic lines, and, you know, they're talking to a reader. Sometimes they're tested, sometimes they're not. Okay, I happen to work with two lines that one I was tested for four interviews and passed, and the other one I was not. So it all depends, you know, who you're getting and, you know, what kind of line you're working with. I've been tested, you know, I've been trained. I've been trained a medium. I've been trained, you know, a healer. You know, I've done Reiki and integrated energy therapy and tarot and angel cards and oracle readings and all that stuff. So I keep up my my readings, you know, my certifications and, you know, whatever else I have to do here. But that's why I want to explain to you what a good psychic reading is versus a bad psychic reading. I mean, I've had some experiences in the past couple months. I kind of want to share it with you, too. And then we're also, because a guest, a couple, I think last spring, wanted to know about psychic veils. If we have time, I do have material. I finally found some research material on that. Finally got to where I found out what it really is and what it means. And so we've had questions about that. So let's get into the material. All right, how do you get a good psychic reading? Let's say you're calling like one of these lines, and let's say you're calling about love. And that's a lot of times what my female callers call about is love. And then it's weird because the men callers will call about, you know, career and money. And then they talk about love, and the women, it's opposite. So it's kind of like a switch there. It shows how our sexes complement each other and then sometimes contradict each other, too. So, you know, you want to be specific in the question. Now, people kind of like do test the psychic thing. That's fine. You want to test me, you go right ahead. But Spirit's going to give you, if you're going to give me, like, what do you see about me right now? Well, I can see you're in a room with five walls, you know, four walls, whatever it is, a blue paint, whatever it is. That's not what you really want to hear. You want to be as specific as possible. Now, with some psychics, they go by birth dates. That's fine. That's numerology. That's a total another subject. I go by first names only. And, you know, and that's okay. So I have the person say their name three times, you know, whoever they're contacting or whoever they want me to know about. And usually, like I said, the more the specific the question, the better off you are going to be. Because if you call them for general reading, we could be there all night talking about, you know, spirit and what's going on and what kind of aura colors. And, you know, that's a waste of your money and a waste of my time. You know, you want to get to the crux of the matter. When you're calling for a psychic reading, too, usually they are serious questions. Like, what am I, you know, what is this person in my life? You know, maybe you're dating someone and it's kind of stuck right now. And sometimes when I get those, you know, are the guys giving you mixed signals or they're going through stuff, whatever, you know, that's what we can delve into. And we can look at those matters and see what the best course of action for you now at this point. Because this future is changeable. It's very malleable. And people say, well, you know, is this guaranteed? No, it's not guaranteed. I'm not going to say I'm not going to wake up, or you're not going to wake up, and maybe you don't want this guy, or you don't want this person anymore in your life, or maybe you're going to, you know, whatever. And there's also a few taboos I'm going to get into real fast about in a psychic reading. What you don't, we can't answer. I can't answer lottery questions, okay? That's against the law. That's the, in my state, it's called the blue book laws. It's fortune telling. And believe it or not, that's illegal. And I don't do it. I don't do it. I don't go there. You know, you want to talk about health matters, that's a little bit sticky too, because health matters, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you intuitively what I'm picking up. And as long as you know, maybe people kind of know what their health issues are anyway, if they take care of themselves. And then those are legal questions. Yeah, I have a, you know, I'm a paralegal. I was a paralegal in my past life, but that doesn't mean I can answer those questions for you. You know, laws change. I can tell you, yes, I see favorable outcome or whatever. You know, sometimes we can get caught up in those things. So that's, you know, that's how a good psychic reading is. You want to talk about, you want maybe to ask what I like, what someone says, I'm dating this guy. He's kind of like, getting back to the guy, I think, stuck on this, you know, matter, you know, maybe he's not communicating or whatever. And sometimes we can go into that, and a lot of times, you know, there may be another person in the picture. There also may be a work situation. Usually it's a work situation because some guys, you know, identify with their work situation as their value. And so that's where you want to kind of gear towards. And so that's what a psychic reading, you know, is going to do. Now, what is an angel reading? Because I do, you know, the show, hence is Angel Answers. Angelic readings are a little different. The angelic presence is a little more subtler and more calmer and just more laid back, and they have no free will like we do. So they're just going to tell you what they see. And the energy is really soft and subtle, so I have to really tune in to what they're trying to tell me. And they get little voices, and they talk really low, and it's great because it's a different energy, but it's a higher vibration. And like I said, when you have a higher vibration, it's like I said, it's different. And like I said, the future's changeable, and the angels will tell you that. They're saying based on the course of events that you are right now, it's based on the course of events right now, they're going to tell you what they see. You know, it's like a collision. They're going to tell you, okay, well, if you keep not, let's say, communicating with one another, the relationship's going to break up. Okay, you know, because distance, you know, does happen. And that's okay, too. We want to just kind of keep, you know, the reading going. You want to keep positive, too. And, like, so I'm going to get into some scenarios that I've kind of been caught up in the past 3 months or that have come back to me. And, you know, I want to kind of gear you towards, you know, when is a, you know, we're going to answer all those questions. So, and there's also what is a medium? Psychic medium or medium is someone who can sense spirits who've crossed over to the other side. You know, they're the, you know, the spirits that, you know, have crossed over. Maybe your grandmother passed away. Maybe your father passed away. Maybe whoever passed away is trying to get a hold of you. And we had about a month ago, or I had on the show, you know, Nola Davis. I think it was Live from the Other Side. That's a really good book. If you have any questions, Live from the Other Side, Maureen McGill and Nola Davis. And they explained, you know, about the different experiences from the other side. Live from the Other Side and how our loved ones contact us. But sometimes people want more specific answers. So they go to a medium, like, you know, and they want to talk to, you know, their deceased loved ones. Sometimes they'll come through, and sometimes they will, 9 times out of 10, they will come through. And sometimes they don't. They come through when you least expect them, too. I had a lady that I talked to about a week ago who said that I said, you got your grandmother, your mom's mom from the, you know, she goes, I just went to her grave. So it feels like to me that reading was meant to be. So when I'm contacting, you know, when you're coming to me for a reading or you're going to someone else for a reading, it's very important to keep an open mind, too. You know, everybody's not a psychic medium and vice versa. I mean, I live in the Western New York area, and about maybe 45 minutes, 50 minutes away, south of me is with the spiritual community of Lilydale. And they have a lot of mediums and psychic mediums down there, and they do that, you know. And some of them tell the future, and some of them don't, you know. And then I had a lot of people ask me about the Long Island medium, you know, Teresa Caputo. I was not taught that way. I don't go up to people. I don't know if it's for dramatic purposes or not. I mean, I don't go there. I mean, I know a friend that knows her, and she knew she was doing the show years ago. I don't go up to people and say, hey, I got a message for you. That's just not my style. I mean, it's something to do, you know, maybe it's for television, like I said, for dramatic effect, and that's fine. But who I was taught under did not teach me that. She said that the medium that I was taught, who taught me, there was a mediumship class I took a couple of years under this lady. She was real sweet, helping me kind of hone in my gifts. And she said to me, you never, ever, ever go up to somebody in a supermarket. Let's say you're in the line and you know, you've got their grandfather coming through and they have a message for them. You don't go up to that person. That's just not kosher. You don't want to scare them. You know, it's boundaries. It's personal boundaries. If they were coming to you for a reading, that's fine. And, you know, I'm sure that Teresa, what I've seen, is a great lady. You know, she's very, you know, she's got gifts. She's very gifted. But that's just not, you know, what I do. You know, you come to me for a psychic reading. You'd want mediumship. You know, we see, we can hang, you know, if we can contact the person. But you don't go up to them and scare them. You know, and spirit can come to you in many different ways. It's not something where, you know, you can kind of force. And, you know, like John Edwards, you know, he's that psychic medium that used to be, you know, crossing over.
Caller on line 3.
Okay. We have a call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. How can
I help
you?
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
I was curious on the names of my angels.
Sure.
If they have any message for me.
Sure, honey.
And also, I'm worrying about my youngest son, and I'm wondering if he'll be able to find peace and joy soon.
Okay, sweetheart. Sure. I would love to help you, Michelle. Ah, take a deep breath for me. Just let me do the work, okay? Okay. Well, you have 2 guardian angels. When we come into this lifetime, we have 3. But, you know, as we get older, we have 2, because when you're kids, we get, you know, bumping around, and we have an extra one for added protection, but you have 2. And I'm sensing one of them was actually, one is coming forward, and I get the name of Erica, with light brown hair and blue eyes. Very soft, very nice energy, wearing purple, has a message, and she does have a couple messages for you.
Wonderful.
Are you worrying about your health lately, Michelle?
Well, I have a bad cold right now.
Okay. Okay. They're saying, don't worry, it's going to be okay.
High cholesterol, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a look what messages she has for you. She's a very loving energy, very very maternal. Okay. I don't know what area of the country you're in. Okay. You need to take time out for yourself too, honey. I don't know if you're doing that lately, but you need to take time out for yourself. Okay. A few things. Are you getting out in nature at all or anything like that? Because I'm feeling like you need to connect a little bit with, I feel like connecting with yourself right now, whether that's in nature or whether you go, you know, something that makes you calm is what I'm being told to tell you. You need to be calm, you know, just kind of take care of yourself right now. That's what I'm getting here. You have a very good intuition, too. You're not, kind of pay attention to that more, and we're going to talk about that in the show today, trusting your own intuition and trusting what is. So that's what I'm being able to tell you. Kind of take care of yourself right now, you know, kind of don't worry about too many other people. And what's your son's name, honey? What's your son's first name?
Shane.
Is he worried about finances right now, sweetheart? Because it's going to get better. Within 3 months, it gets better.
Yes, it's going to. He was very worried about that also. And he has a lot of anxiety.
All right, let me look at that. Okay. Right, I'm going to do the next 3 months and just kind of. Okay, there's a lot of changes with Shane right now that I'm picking up. He is going to start feeling a lot better about things within the next 3 months. I do see some more peace of mind coming to him. Finances get better, and I see celebration after the first of the year. So he starts to get better within the next 3 months. The gradual process here, and there's a change. Actually, there's a lot of changes coming in the positive. The wheels are turning to the positive in the next 3 months. Okay,
Wonderful.
Okay. Any other questions I can help you with?
No, that is great. That makes me feel much better.
Okay.
You
take care of yourself. That's what I'm getting from your angel. Okay, sweetie? You take care.
Okay. I'll try. Okay.
Bye, Michelle. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay. Like I said, wow, sometimes the messages come through like that, you know, taking care of yourself. The angels are usually on the board with that. You know, they want us to take care of ourselves. So, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit about timing here. And, you know, timing is really difficult because sometimes what will happen is that, you know, they have no sense of time on the other side. They have no clue what timing is. They don't care what timing is. They just know that if it's going to happen, if they see it happening now, it's going to happen in the physical realm and manifest itself. But what will happen is, you know, when I'm doing a reading, you know, and they'll say me when, you know. You guys are sometimes are like reporters when you call me, who, when, where, how, and, you know, when. The when is the big question. And sometimes I'll get a number, and the numbers will come up with, let's say, a 2. And I don't interpret the numbers, so I'll tell you 2 days, 2 weeks. If I'm feeling it's really close. If I'm feeling it's a little far out, it's going to be 2 months. You know, let's say there is a 2. But timing is really, really difficult. And, you know, that's how I get is the number. And like I said, when you're calling for a reading, keep in mind that whatever I'm giving information to you, and let's say you're calling me about best course of action for a business, I can advise you what I'm seeing, what Spirit's telling me to tell you. And it's up, you're responsible for what you do with that information. You know, I didn't put a gun to your head and maybe you wanted to invest $50,000 in the stock market. You know, I don't go there. I don't even go there now. I don't predict the stock market stuff. Like I said, that's to me telling the lottery numbers, you know. I don't go there. But what, you know, you are responsible for your decision, and a psychic can determine your best course of action based, like I said, on the current events, and I can't emphasize that enough. The best current events, the most of the current events. And sometimes what will happen is, you know, somebody will call me up and, you know, they'll say, well, Amy, you know, I wanted to know about this and you told me that. Well, sometimes I can't, Spirit tells me what they want me to tell you. That's why if I'm having a bad day or something, I don't log on, or I don't do, you know, if I'm busy doing something else, I don't log on or whatever because I want to honor my clients. But what will happen is, you know, maybe the other person, let's say you're involved in, there's this one. I know of someone who was involved in a court case. Like I said, those are a little sticky. And maybe you're seeing that there's going to be a favorable outcome. And maybe you're seeing, let's, for example, I had someone that was going for like a child support case. They were going after their ex for child support. And what happened was maybe that person didn't show up to court or whatever, so it delayed it. And, you know, then they'll come back to me and say, well, Amy, you told me it's a favorable outcome. I can't hope that the person didn't show up or decided not to show up. That person, that's their free will. Like I said, we are, of all the creatures in the world, of all of God's creations, have free will. And that's what happens, like I said, based on the current courses of events. Same way, if you're involved with a gentleman and he decides that maybe the relationship is not working for him, or maybe you decide after speaking with me, maybe you don't want to wait 6 months or whatever, you know, based on, you know, his circumstances, maybe you decide to pull the plug on the relationship. I'm not responsible for that, okay? You are responsible for your actions. You know, and that's important, because taking responsibility is the first part here. You know, it's not me. You know, I do the best I can. And like I said, I try to honor my clients, you know, and we're going to talk about, you know, not connecting in a moment. You know, a psychic, you know, is there to help you try to see all parameters. But sometimes, like I said, they spirit will only show you what they want to show you. So, especially me, they show me different stuff. And, you know, like those, you know, people call me up, they want details, details, details. Well, I can only give you what I'm getting, okay? I'm not, you know, we're all parts of, you know, we're all made of in God's image, but we're not God. You know, we're not like God himself, you know, that knows all things and is almighty. You know, we're human. And sometimes, like I said, if you're having a bad day too. And when you're calling for a psychic reading, sometimes people will call up in a very anxious mood, and that does kind of mess the reading up. So when you call for a psychic reading, here's a couple tips. Be open to everything, everything and anything. Don't be worried about, you know, this or that, because it's going to come through. In a minute, I'm going to talk about the different types of psychic, you know, abilities, clairaudience, clairvoyance, and empathic, and so on. You want to just be open and calm. And I like when people call me, and you know they're just calm, and they've been through this before. Just be open. If you're anxious, it's going to come through in the reading. And then I do clear people. I can do that. I do have a healer's pendulum, I call it. I clear you, you know, and I get the energy calm. And that's why sometimes I'll say, okay, say that person's name three times to me or whatever. It kind of keeps you focused, but sometimes that anxiety is still coming out of the reading. So remember to remain calm. And this is your reading, too. You know, sometimes it's just fun to get a psychic reading, you know. And that's cool, too. So, you know, what will happen is, you know, a psychic reading, you know, you have one. But there's oftentimes when, you know, you may be going to a psychic for a while. And, I mean, you know, I have clients off and on for years, and that's great. I love all my clients, and I'm not saying I'm picking on clients. These are general stories that I'm telling you, okay? These are general, you know, kind of learn from their mistakes, okay? So what will happen is, let's say I had a client, one of my first clients, when I reopened up back in 2000, and I was taking my mediumship classes, I was taking tarot, and I, like I said, the first 2 years after my near-death experience, I was like, I didn't know if I was coming or going. And that's usually the case. You don't know if you're coming or going. In fact, I want to do a series early next year about near-death experiences. So I'm looking to, if anyone has experience with a near-death or wants to talk about their experience, email me or drop me a line or whatever. I'd love to hear from you. And maybe we can have you on the show for your experiences. I like to have that. I want to educate you guys, and, you know, I'm going to get some people on here, too, that have had near-death experiences. So anyway, and who are written about it. So oftentimes, you know, when you're opening up in that, you know, you have a repeat clients, which is great. That's a compliment to a psychic, you know, because you know you're doing the right stuff. You're trying to be on track. You're trying to be of service to others. You know, and that's what one of my near-death lessons was, that to thine own self be true, which is the most important thing for anybody to learn. Not worried about what other people say or think or do. You can't control that, okay? You just can't go there. But you can only work on, you know, you can only be true to yourself. And you can only react. You are responsible for your actions, like I said. So what happened was I had, you know, a near-death, and, you know, my calling was partly the readings. That's not all I'm supposed to be doing here, but that's a big part of it in educating people and writing. And so I had some repeat clients, and here's some examples. I had a client who came to me, like I said, early in my reading career when I reopened up in 2000, and this client had some major needs done. Now, this client also had, you know, a business and was living on their own and really in credit card debt. I mean, up to their eyeballs, okay? You know, and all I got for that person at the time was we looked at it and they wanted to know, what is the question? You know, what is the answer to this question? I said, bankruptcy. that's what, and then they were worried about the karmic ramifications. And so, you know, I didn't hear from this client for a long time. You know, let's fast forward to earlier this year. I got to meet this up with this client again. Like, I don't know, we ran into each other or something, and she wanted a reading. I gave it to her, and once again, same question came up. I mean, how many years later? You know, 12 years later, you know, and she, you know, I got the same answer, bankruptcy. So, unfortunately, you know, this client's circumstances is more dire than they were back in 2000 when I had first met her. She, you know, is, you know, credit card debt up to her ears. She's paying credit card to pay off credit card. You know, it's like one thing after another. And, you know, I wasn't getting... Okay, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Amy?
Good, sweetheart. How can I help you? It's an honor to talk to you. I don't think we've ever spoken before. How can I help you?
No, you haven't spoken to me. I just pulled you up on the, playing around with the computer, internet, and pulled you up for some reason.
Oh, cool.
So, I said, hey, it's hard now. And I said, what's one? I'm in Georgia. And I said, oh, that's California time. That's now. Oh,
yeah.
You read, I just want to, do I need to ask a question, or you just pick up energy or vibes that you read around me?
Well, it's usually good to have a specific question, or if you want to look at an area, too. You know, we can, this is a good example. Sometimes when you want to go for a reading, maybe you want to just have a specific, area. I mean, I can do angel reading. I can do, what would you like me to look at, honey? It's an honor to talk to you. You've got a good, you've got good vibes. You really do. You very sweet soul. Very giving soul, too.
Oh, thank you. I guess I have a question about love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look. Are you currently involved, Maddie?
Long distant.
Okay. Because they showed me something about emerging, so I feel like things are going to be coming about. Oh, okay, good. All right, I'm doing some angel cards on you. I got emerging, which is telling me the relationship is still moving forward, moving in. Has it been very slow for the two of you? I know the distance can kind of slow things down, but
it only started in August.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so it's gonna really grow. It's really gonna take off for you. Oh, you got some good cards here, honey. I got three cards for you. I got new beginnings coming here. Feels like the relationship is gonna be in a positive measure. It's really gonna go forward by mid-November, I'm hearing. I see things kind of moving forward for you. It looks like it's gonna continue on. It's gonna grow. It's gonna continue to, you know, the next 3 months looks like it's a growth period for the relationship. It settles down, and then it grows again in March. So it feels like you're gonna be involved with this person for a while. I see abundance around you, which tells me that money is good. Your money, your finances get better right after the first of the year, too, like February, March, something with money. And then there's a balancing out of the relationship with the finances, or like starting in April and on. So it looks like you have some good things to look forward to here.
Oh, fantastic. Music to my ear.
Yeah. I got abundance for you, though, right off the bat. I got new beginnings, which is showing me the relationship is going to definitely take on. It's going to go into a deeper level. What I mean by that is you're going to be talking more about the relationship, where you're going, what the future of it is. Okay? That's what I'm seeing over the next couple of months.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it's a really nice card to have, because the card, I use the Angel deck, Doreen Virtue's Angel Oracle, and it's new beginnings. It's a woman, it's an angel with, you know, like a bouquet and a bridal veil, and it's like new beginnings coming up. So looks really good. Looks positive.
Oh,
abundance coming out for you, too. Yeah, abundance is money and growth, just growth in all areas, love and money. So it looks good. And then you balance it out in April. Okay.
All
right. Fantastic. Do you have any questions I can help you?
Any other questions?
Yeah.
That sounds so great.
No, it looks good. I usually don't get abundance. It's a really good, this is a really good messages from the angels. So you're all set, sweetheart. I think you're going to have a great year coming up in 2013.
Oh, I love it. It's about time.
I know, sweetheart. We're all coming. It's like we're all in this hibernation mode, and we're all reawakening again and coming out of this gloom and doom. It's starting to shift, and it's good. It's really good. A lot of positive
great.
Things for all of us coming here. Slow, but coming.
That's
okay,
great.
Honey?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Maddie, you have a blessed day. May God
are
bless you.
On, are you on every Are you on every week?
Yeah, I'm on every Monday. Sometimes we do have reruns, but I have a lot of things going on in the next 6 to 8 weeks, so you should be hearing from me. You want to call in again, you're more than welcome to. It was nice talking to you, honey.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome, doll. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. What a sweet lady. Yeah, call, guys. Come on and call, because I'm here. The angels are waiting for you. They're rubbing their hands together, like, let's get these messages going. So they're being of service to you. So I'm the messenger. I'm the one that you can call on if you need anything. So anyway, we're talking about different client incidences, you know, that I've really wanted. I'm just educating you. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just telling you what a psychic reading is, because sometimes people call these lines and they don't know how psychics tune in, and there's different ways psychics tune in, and I really want to educate you on that. So I hope I'm not beating a dead horse here, but this is my job. So anyway, you know, another client, like I said, I got three stories here. Another client lost their job over a year ago, and she's collecting unemployment, okay? And usually 90% of my callers, if I say she, it's a woman, okay? It's not that I'm picking on the female gender. It's women that call me. And I think because women, if we have time for veils, I'll explain that a little bit too, about the psychic veil. She called me for a reading, and she wanted to know about, you know, getting a job. You know, different paths. She lost her job. She was tired. I actually feel like she was in, I don't know what she did. She was in the helping profession, like a counselor or something. So she got burnt out. You know, when you're in the helping profession, like counseling, nursing, anything like that, or teaching, you get burnt out sometimes, and I think this person was burnt out from being a counselor. So she called me up, and she was a healer too. So she had some healing modalities under her belt, and I kept saying, you know, this is what I'm seeing. I think it was she was, you know, really to develop more of her psychic ability. She was very in tune, and she would give messages, and she was really good and on target. And, you know, then she would say to me, she would say, you know, every time she would call me, like, every month, you know, which is fine. That's good. You know, once a month, that's great for a psychic reading. That's actually a long enough time, maybe like 4 to 6 weeks, you know, if you're working on something with a psychic, or sometimes you're working on different other things. But she wanted to know what was her next, you know, so I'd say, well, this is what I'm seeing. And then she went to another reader friend of hers, and she always said she wanted something divine. Okay, that's great. But if spirit's giving you the same answer or a couple different answers on the same thing, you know, divine, you've got to maybe explore those possibilities. No, I'm waiting for something divine. Spirit's not going to, you know, spirit's answering your question. Or, you know, that your spirit guides or angels are coming forward in the reading, which is what I call in when I talk to you sometimes. You know, hey, what does she need to do here? And that's what I was doing with this person. And I was getting aggravated because she wanted something divine to happen. And, you know, and that's all fine and good, but do something, you know. And now she's, you know, she's lost her unemployment, you know, which is sad. I know a lot of people out there are losing, you know, people are in dire straits. They are. Some people come to us, you know, psychics and my fellow psychics in dire straits, and we try to help you the best we can. But if you're not willing to listen, or if you're not willing to take our, you know, what spirit's telling you, and they're telling you the same answer, or they're telling you, you know, then you're wasting our time, you know, and it's not good, because we want to help you. I want to help you. I'm not here to, you know, I'm not trying to preach at you. I'm just telling you, I want to help you guys. It's hard, because you just see that the person's going down the wrong path. And then finally, and this is my favorite story, because this actually happened to me a couple weeks ago. Another client, former client, because she's former, and I, you know, couldn't connect anymore. She kept asking me, she called me up, and I have some people call me up every day. I don't know how they can afford it. It's like, you know, wait sometime between psychic readings. It's okay. You know, wait sometime. And finally, spirit was like, had enough. And they shut me down. And sometimes that will happen. It's very rare, by the way. It's very rare. But if this person's calling with the same question, same question, It's a disservice to you to, you know, waste your time and money and mine. You know, sometimes if the energy, if you guys are not listening, which is okay, you know, that's all right, but if you're asking me when, and I'm telling you the same answer, they're going to shut me down. and they're not going to have you, or they're going to give you jumbled up readings. They're going to give you muddied readings. I call it the muddy water readings because it's all muddled. And it's, you know, I love talking to people. It's not that I'm, you know, but this person took offense to it, and, you know, she got mad at me and, you know, got me in trouble a little bit there, and that's fine. It's like, but I, you know, I will tell people. Sometimes what will happen is you call me, like, you know, I will tell, I don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste your money. And if I'm not connecting with you, I will tell you, I am not connecting with you, because there's so many other readers out there. There's so many different readers that have different gifts. It's okay to connect with them, you know, but if I'm not connecting with you and maybe I'm working on a line with 400 or 500 other readers, I'm going to tell you, because Spirit's like, no, you know, sometimes I know in the first minute if I'm not connecting with you. And people take offense to that, but I'm, you know, in actuality, it's a disservice to you for me to go through a reading with you and lie, because it's my karma, not yours. I can't do that. And, you know, this person really took offense. And she, because I told her, I said, don't call me for a while. I'm not connecting with you. And I was doing, I couldn't connect. It was like she called me the next day or something, and I was not connecting with her. And it's like I was getting the totally wrong information. And because Spirit was like, you know, and this woman, I think, had called. If you call, like, 10 different other readers, it's muddied waters. It really muddies the water. So, you know, keep that in mind. You know, if you're going to talk to a psychic, you know, or if you want a different, if you want a couple different opinions, have 2 or 3 psychics you talk to that you know, document everything. Know what they're talking about. And if the predictions have come through and you resonate with that person, then call them back again. But if they're not, you know, I'm getting very emphatic about this because it's something I see over and over and over again with people. And it's really sad because my ethics don't go there, you know. And I know a lot of other readers, the readers that I, you know, work with, you know, if I refer you to somebody else or whatever, it's because my ethics go with that person. It's not ethical for me to read for you if, you know, that I'm not getting the information from you either. So that's just kind of a couple things. And most importantly, like I said, wait for, you know, some time here for the predictions to pan out. Now, I do have some clients because I'm an integrated energy therapy, you know, person. I do have clients that call me once a week, and we're working on different issues, you know, clearing out past life stuff or whatever. Or, you know, I'm using the IET long distance and, you know, Reiki, like, you know, whatever. We're working on that on a one-to-one basis. That's different. And sometimes messages will come through for that person if they're on the right track or not. That's different. I'm talking about the same question, when is he going to call me, or when is he coming around, or is he coming back in my life, or when is this? And, you know, it's the same question, and you're getting the same answers, and you're not listening. You know, Spirit's going to be like, I ain't, no, wait, you know, I'm the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. So that's just a little bit of where I'm coming from. So most importantly, trust your own intuition. And sometimes what will happen is your intuition is usurps or, you know, ups every psychic you talk to, you know. And sometimes somebody will say, well, I'm having this, you know, feeling. And I got to look at it. I said, you got to go with that then. Because, you know, sometimes in my earlier days, you know, I'd say, no, this is not what I'm getting, you know, whatever. That was, you know, my ego, which I'm trying to get out of the way. Now when people call me, if they're having a feeling about something and I look at it, usually they're right. They're 100% right. That their intuition's on target. And sometimes there's fear there. We try to look at that. Because sometimes you may be in fear mode. And, you know, if there's another woman or, you know, you think that your money situation's dire, you know, whatever it is, we can look at that and we can cut through the fear and the and what the truth is. And that's where I'm at, because I want to help you the best way I can. And I want you to go, if you go to me or other reader, I want you to be educated. I don't want you to go in there thinking, you know, you've got to be an educated consumer. And the more educated you are about psychic readings, the better off it is on somebody on the other end, like myself, who's like, okay, you know what we're talking about here, you know free will, you know the current circumstances. So that's enough about my soap opera box. So, you know, and there's different psychic readings. There's different gifts. Like an empath is somebody who picks up on another person's emotions. You know, a lot of people are empathic and don't know it. They walk into a room, and the people in the other room may be angry and so on and so forth, and they pick up, maybe they're in a good mood, and they walk through that room. This is the best example I can give you. And they're angry, and they walk home, and they walk out of the room. And they're like, why am I so angry? I'm in a good mood one day. Before I walked in that, you know, maybe your coworkers are talking. One time I was really in a good mood one day, went into the kitchen, where my workroom where I was, you know, working, and everybody was complaining. And I got out of there, and I was in such a bad mood. And, you know, that's where an empath comes in. So you pick up on other people's emotions. You're like a sponge. And, you know, clairaudient is where you hear spirit, and I do. I'm very clairaudient. I know which guides, because one has an English accent, one's got a real soft voice, another one's got a loud, boisterous voice. I'm working with three guides now, and each one will come through differently. So then there's clairvoyance, and everybody's sort of a clairvoyant. You know, they see the future, they see pictures, they see whatever. Some people are more what they call clairsentient. They feel things. They just feel things. It's different than an empath, because a clairsentient feels the future instead of an empath who just feels people's emotion, you know, feels others' emotions and their surroundings. That's the difference between clairsentience and clairvoyant and an empath. Then claircognizance is where somebody just knows things. It's like they don't know how they know things. They don't know. It's just a simple, very simple. And then you have clairgustance, where people smell spirit. You smell things. You smell spirit, you know. When we had the gals on from the office from the other side, they talked about that, where you may smell perfume. My grandmother used to wear Gloria Vanderbilt. That was years back. And my father said he smelled it. And I thought it was his mother. He goes, no, my mother don't wear perfume. You know, but now that I thought about it, it came to me that my grandmother is Gloria Vanderbilt. It was that sickening smell. I love my grandmother, you know, and my aunt would wear Chantilly, so when she comes around, I smell that. So, you know, different scents, you know, like I have a friend of mine, her father used to smoke cigars, so she smells cigar smoke, you know, so she knows her dad's around. Things like that come to play, you know, so that's a different way. Now, I want to get into real fast about the psychic veil. Now, we had a caller in the spring that wanted to know about the psychic veil, or the veil, piercing the veil. And now I have a great aunt who is very religious and very very spiritual, but not religious in the sense where she's a very sweetheart. But she told me she was born with a veil over her head, and I was wondering what that was. And so I did research, and I couldn't find anything until actually today. And spirit kind of led me to what I needed to know. And actually, it's called a call, C-A-U-L, a psychic veil call. And this call is a membrane, an amniotic membrane, that back in the day that babies were born with. And they thought these babies were born with this veil, or born with the call, was psychic, and it's of amniotic fluid. Now, what's interesting is this started in Victorian times, you know, that a baby was born with this. They were more psychic, and you know, and they were regarded as psychic, and sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. I mean, I know of people who, in my profession, that have been born with these psychic veils, and it's been quite interesting that, you know, they would have somebody remove it, and it was special, and, you know, they're called call bearers, by the way, and these births are very rare, and let me see the percentage. I did a lot of research on it, so forgive me. But these calls were sometimes kept as heirlooms, too, which, amniotic stuff, you know. But call bearers, they were said, are also said to have the ability to be able to detect underground water, to predict weather changes, and to know when fish and food would be plentiful. And they're born with psychic abilities, and they're very sensitive. And my aunt, my great aunt, who's still alive, she's my grandmother's sister, she's the only one of the five left, and she's close to 90-something, you know, and she said to me that she's always been very psychic, and she just knew things. And she moved in with us. Well, I went back home after 30 for college. I moved back, and she lived there, too, for a while. And she and I used to talk about these things. But she, you know, was very psychic and very sensitive and just told me incidences, especially about precognizant dreaming. She would just have these premonition dreams. And it was so strange. She goes, I dream about something and know what would happen the next day. And so she herself was very in tune. Now, you know, I don't think I was born with a veil. I was just born, you know, psychic. You know, I've always been sensitive, you know, so it was nice to talk to somebody in the family that had these gifts, and, you know, but she said she never developed them. So, you know, it's called call bearers, C-A-U-L, and bearers, B-E-A-R-E-R-S, and it's supposed to be a sign of good luck and greatness, and you know, they were revered and all this stuff. So, I mean, if you want to know more information, there's a lot, you know, some babies, I think, let me look at the numbers here. I think it's 1 in 80,000 or something that are born with this. Okay, it says, in one research, it says, babies born with a veil over its face can usually see an aura. And that an aura is like your spirit. I don't know if it's your spiritual body, because I see auras here and there. I had a psychic friend who associate who used to see auras and things like that. That's another gift. But you know, can see auras and who can find things, and you know these. Yeah, it talks about the nighttime dreaming too, and that's what my great aunt talked about. You know, with this veil being born. So it's really cool because. These psychic veils, you know, I know of a woman that said she was born with it. And it's, they are, some people have real psychic abilities and some don't. And so, okay, here, a call is very rare, probably occurring at fewer than 1 in 1,000. I'm sorry, I was mistaken. It's very rare. And, you know, and it's really cool because these, they're, like I said, they're dreams. They have dreams and they come true, like my great aunt. And it's, you know, like when I was opening up again, I had my mom's sister used to say, you have the gift. And I'm like, what gift? You know, but having your psychic gifts, it is a gift. It really is a special thing to have. It's something that we all have psychic abilities, but it's like a muscle. Some of us go to the gym and work out our biceps, our triceps, or, you know, our pectoral muscles or our abdomens or whatever. The psychic muscle, the psychic abilities are like a gift, are like a muscle, and you have to work with them and at them. And sometimes, the more skilled you are at, the better off you're going to be. And sometimes you just kind of keep growing. And you know, I'll go through phases with my own development, and I'm always growing and developing too. Like sometimes my clairaudience will come in really clear, and they'll work on that for a year. And then sometimes my mediumship skills will come in, and spirit works with you in different ways, and like I said, I was very fortunate to have people on my path that helped me develop my gifts. Now, sometimes I'll use tarot with messages from spirit. They kind of give me a story to start off with, but I don't really need the tarot cards, but sometimes I will use them, and, you know, which is great because the tarot cards do, you know, help guide us and, you know, tune us in. Now, when we had Maureen McGill on, about a month ago, she's really good with the tarot, so I'm hoping to have her on. I'm going to try to work with her and having a show about tarot, and maybe we can teach you the basics of tarot and, you know, getting a deck and, you know, picking that out, or maybe angel oracle cards. The oracle cards are mostly 9 times out of 10 for your personal development. That's how I was taught, that any oracle cards, like the angelic oracle cards or the fairy cards. I mean, I have a fairy deck here. I have an angelic deck. I have 3 or 4 tarot decks here. And they really do help people develop their gifts. And it's like a muscle, like I said. It's like when you go to the gym and you lift, like, I don't know, maybe 15 reps or something, you know, and you do that and then you build onto 16 or, you know, 20 reps or whatever. You know, it's like a psychic muscle. You keep building and building the muscles until they become more innate and more honed in. So that's important about psychic abilities. You want to really work with that. And when you're choosing a reader, work, feel your own intuition. Sometimes you're going to resonate with one reader as opposed to another. And really, when you choose a reader, you want them to be open to you and honest and to the best of their abilities be able to tune in with you. Because sometimes, like I said, not everybody can tune into everyone. You know, and like I said, that one client, she said, you know, I'm paying this money and you can't tune in and blah, blah, blah. No, it's a disservice for me to tune in. Take your money and tune into something that I'm not getting anything. That's a disservice to you, you know. But people take it as rejection, and maybe that's why I'm doing the show, is to educate you on that. So I hope this show is helping you see that. And like I said, I wanted to talk about, too, while we have a little bit of time, I do have a blog that I'm trying to hook up to my new website. Now, I had the website revamped at the end of August, beginning of September. The website is getting revamped some more. It's not where I want it to be, but it's a start. So you can find me at angelanswers11.com. With that, I'm going to have a blog link. I do have a blog on WordPress, and I haven't really used it because I wanted to hook it up. There's a lot of plans I have for the show in the upcoming months and the website and what I can offer you. So, like I said, I'm excited because there's different things that, you know, I have in the works, and, you know, I hope to have everything, like, by how I want it by the first of the year. So Spirit's driving me crazy with half of the stuff they want me to do. But one is the blog. And what I want to do is post on the blog my thoughts on the show, and then you can comment. Maybe you want to see something or you want to hear something on the show. I'm open to that. I want to do research. You see, if you want to hear something, you want to know something, drop me a line. You know, post it on the blog. You know, I'm on WordPress at Angel Answers 11. I don't know exactly where the link is. I'll try to get that to you soon. And then you can, you know, look at the blog and see what you think. You know, I like to do blogging. I used to love doing it when I was on the One Line, and I used to post almost every day. I'm not going to do that. I don't have time. I'm writing my memoirs, but I'm going to definitely start blogging about the shows. Another thing is going to be a suggested reading list. Now, I do have something already made up. Some of the guests I've had on the show, like Lynn Woodland, you know, Maureen McGill, Nola Davis, their book, you know, Karen Noe, her new book, which seems really cool. Different books like that, you know, Jerry Gavin's book, Messages from Margaret, they're all going to be on the reading list, plus different ones like John Mundy's book. That's a must read if you're into The Course in Miracles. It goes into the basic definitions. I have a suggested reading list if you're into that. Another thing that I'm working on is just getting, you know, the website up and running to the way I want it. It was suggested by the same caller that did in spring about getting past shows archived. I'm going to try to work on that. I'm working with someone on that right now. So I have a lot of changes coming into the website real soon. So we're going to make it accessible for you so you can go back and, you know, maybe read the blogs, maybe, you know, you have your thoughts. I want to hear from you. This is your show, too. You know, sometimes, you know, I have these guests, which I'm here to educate you, but I want to hear from you. If you have any topics you want to talk about, even if we've done them in the past, or if you just have questions, I'm here to answer them. I'll do the best I can with getting those people to you. Then maybe if I don't know it, I'm going to get somebody to on the show or, you know, that will answer your question. I do know a lot of people in the industry. I know a lot of metaphysics, you know, physics people. I know a lot of people who are into this. I'm well-educated. I'm well-read, especially with starting the show. I have tons of books I've got to read because I got guests coming on. And if you want to be a guest down here, too, you have a book or something like that, drop me a line and we'll talk. We'll see if it's a fit for the show. Just because it's an angelic show, too, doesn't mean that I won't take the book, okay? This is about every topic you want imaginable. We've had topics about, you know, we're going to have topics about healing, about, you know, alcoholism, you know, addictions, all that stuff. This is a show about everything and everything because the angels, in my opinion, cover anything and everything. So this is your show. You have a question, I'm here. You have a suggestion, I'm here. You can contact me at angelicamy35@gmail.com. I'm always looking at my email. I'm anal about my email. It's always up. My fiancé's driving me crazy. He's like, you're married to the laptop. You're not marrying me lately. Yes, I'm marrying you on December 8th. That's when we're getting married. You know, things like that. I'm here for you. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. So with that, my closing thoughts on the show is this, to me, it was a good refresher for me because, like I said, this is here to educate you. I really want you to enjoy the upcoming weeks. Like I said, we have Karen Noe. Her book, Through the Eyes of Another, A Medium's Guide to Creating Heaven on Earth by Encountering Your Life Review Now. Excellent book. You might as well do it now before you get up on the other side and said, oh, I didn't do this and do that. Because I'll tell you, you don't want to be on the other side doing that. That means your life is ending. You know, another thing is, you know, I have a lot of guests coming on, like I said. So drop me a line. I'm always here. And it was a great show. I appreciate the callers calling in next week. You know, I believe, I don't know if I'm having a guest or not. She hasn't confirmed with me. If not, we're going to talk about how, you know, is keeping secrets good. No, I was supposed to have that show, then I had something come up that day. But if you have any questions, just drop me a line. May the angels carry you through till next week. May there be positive blessings for you. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.